call is recorded for quality.
Suck my dick.
Searching. I'll just skip this part.
Me and Royal are trying to do a show called Default Radio. I don't know if you know what that show is. I don't know if you remember that.
Now, where'd you come from?
Yeah. I just came out of the air, man. I just popped in through the telephone network.
So you did die in the Malibu fires?
Huh?
You did die in the Malibu fires, then?
No.
Okay. That was just a rumor?
I guess so.
Interesting.
I could be the ghost in the machine, though. You never know.
God. This is Default Radio, episode Royal
42.
Episode Royal
42.
Episode 42. I'm getting a text.
42 is a magic number.
Wait, what?
42 is a magic number, man.
What do you mean,
dude? What's the answer to life, the universe, everything?
Okay.
42, but I mean the real thing is, what's the question, man?
Well, it's Default Radio, that's the question. What is Default Radio?
God, I really hope this isn't live.
It is.
Oh,
but there's nobody listening, so it doesn't really matter. Default Radio, what does it mean? Well, Royal, you definitely have some corrections to make, because apparently everything you said 2 weeks ago for episode 41.1 of the Directory Assistant Special apparently you were wrong about everything you said.
Every single thing. I totally fooled you guys. I was just fucking with your heads.
It was just fake. It was all, we just made things up. We were like, we should do a show. Why not, instead of using real stuff, we'll just make up things. So.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Whatever. You guys are fucking stupid enough to listen to us and fucking believe this shit, and whatever. You know?
Our listeners are
It looks like there's been, like, a role reversal here on Default Radio, so hold on, I'm lighting up a cigarette.
Oh, God.
I never thought I'd hear you say that, dude. Anyway.
Actually, wait, yeah, Lucky. I don't know if you remember the old episodes, because, you know, I've been, for those who don't know, Default Radio, this is the 42nd episode. This is the, we've been on the air for, I guess, Default's been around, what, 4 years now? Four, five, six, yeah, 4 years.
Something like that. Yeah.
Almost 4 years, and,
And yet there's only 42 episodes.
Yeah, so I don't know how that works, but Lucky, weren't you anti-smoker? Because I listened to the old episode.
I seem to remember Scolding Accident or something. You know?
Yeah, it was like episode 3, and like you were given Decoder, I don't know, who once, you know, created the show. You were given a lot of crap about smoking and given accident crap, and you were totally anti-smoking. And I remember many episodes he would always say, I'm lighting up, and you'd be a real dick about it. But you smoke now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Of all the irony, huh?
Yeah. Fucking Lucky.
Well, I mean, it's cool to smoke again. It's cool.
Again? As opposed to then it wasn't cool, but now it's okay?
Yeah, you just gotta be 18, you know?
Okay.
Remember, smoke's not cool unless you're 18.
That's right.
You should get Axon on the show, actually. He hasn't been on since that episode. That was his only appearance on the show.
Huh.
But that was a different Default. This is Default.
Yeah, I think he's old enough to smoke now, too. So, you know, it's cool for him, too.
And he still smokes, like, 10 packs a day. So.
But I mean, like, Thought Freaker and, you know, people like that, nah, it's not cool for him.
I don't think he smokes, so it's okay.
Hey, I don't
smoke. It might give him nose problems or something. I don't know.
Anyways, let's cut off that. Cause he's probably listening, and he's probably going to get pissed. For these rumors that are going around. But, oh, God, I wish I recorded the SoCal Bridge last night, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness, that was great.
That was Default Chronicles material.
That was definitely.
Speaking of Default Chronicles, yeah, I was kind of disappointed in the amount of people that tuned in. Not only that, I was disappointed in the amount of people that tuned in and then, like, signed off within 5 minutes. So, apparently, I don't think Default Chronicles is for everyone, and the fact that nobody ever emails, that's a good point.
What exactly is Default Chronicles?
Okay, what Default Chronicles is, you remember like all the millions of times that I've secretly recorded, well, I don't know if it's a secret, because I pretty much never said it wasn't, but the many times I recorded the bridge, well, myself and, I can't say this because it's public, Decoder and I came up with the idea. He's the executive producer for Default Chronicles, not really the producer of the first one, because I never really asked him for sure if I could use that recording, but I figured it didn't matter, because we were just talking about random stuff. And it's pretty much just a conference recordings from back in the day.
Yeah.
Edited for time format, as well as, you know, nothing bad is on there. But, yeah. It's just conference recordings.
So what's wrong with that?
What do you mean?
And you're going to have to stream that again or something, because
why would people object to that? I think it would be interesting. It's like a behind the studios or behind the
studios. And it also has behind the Default recordings, like things that we've done that's never been released, you know, pre-recording. That's what, I don't know if it's going to be the next one or the one after, but things we did before.
I thought that's why DVD sold. It's because of this kind of crap.
Maybe people just think it's boring. Maybe they just don't want to hear a whole half. It's only a half hour, too. It's between 20 to 30 minutes. Not like this show.
All right, I tell you what. If our listeners are not going to listen to Default Chronicles for free, then we're just going to start recording our shows, selling them on CDRs with the Default Chronicles as a secret track, and that's the only way they're going to get to hear them.
Well, that's the whole thing.
So,
I'm not releasing, as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, because the show's bi-weekly, which we'll get into that term later, but the show's every other week, and I'm not currently right now, just for certain reasons, I don't really know what it is exactly, but I'm not releasing it online for download. It's only going to be streamed only. Now, a lot of people are going to hate that because people want to download it. I mean, you could easily record it yourself and put it on your own CD and distribute it to people, just, you know. For some reason, I don't really feel like putting that on the actual Default Radio website.
Right. Do you have any plans to stream it still? I don't even know if you're still streaming, because I haven't heard it myself, and I'd like to have a listen myself.
I don't know.
That's what I was saying. Just cut the stream. If they're not going to listen to it, then...
Yeah, there's no reason. Well, the whole thing is that this stream server that we're on is being used for other purposes, for, like, college campuses and music and other talk programs, like, throughout the days. Most of the time it's off, but sometimes in the morning and stuff it's being used, and I think the listeners that were actually on that drop were people that were used to hearing music or another talk show, and then they heard a bunch of us talking about phones or something, and they were just like, what the hell is this? And then they just signed up. I don't think actually any default radio listeners tuned in that. So, I don't know.
Maybe
if anyone's listening right now, call in, 888-940-1212.
Now that's going to be our call-in number.
Oh, we got call-in?
Actually, speaking of which, hold on a second. Line number one, you're on the air. Who the hell are you?
It's RPM.
Oh, okay. All right, RPM. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if it was you or not.
Call-ins, yeah. The lines are open.
Speaking of which, RPM, is our other special guest going to be on here?
Nice.
It is he?
Who, Thought Freaker? Oh, no, I couldn't get a hold of him.
Okay, well, I said special guest. I didn't say the name because I wanted to keep that as, like, an introduction and not tell the audience.
Well, Thought Freaker is special, so, I mean, maybe we could get him on here.
No, but the guy that we wanted, that RPM said he could get a hold of, he's, what, sleeping, so, well,
Well, I know I just got off the bridge with Thought Freaker, and he was like, let me hop off here, and I want to listen to the show, so you just drop the number, maybe he's about to call in.
What, to the toll-free number here?
Right.
Well, if he wants to call in, 888-940-1212. If anyone that's listening wants to call in, that'll be the amount of listeners that's going on. I don't know. So.
Yep.
Yo, can I say one thing? Can I say one thing?
What's that?
I feel so fucking lucky just to be on this show with you guys, you know, and be part of this, and thank you.
Okay, RPM, who told you about Default Radio coming back exactly?
Icon did? Yeah. Like I said, I seen him about a week ago. I was up in his neck of the woods. He was listening to the last episode, and he came to my hotel room, and I listened to the last end of it, and then, you know, we just bullshitted for a while or whatever. And, you know, just because some of the things that Royal was saying about, you know, how freaking was dying to hop on the conferences, do some scanning, and just tonight I hopped on the bridge, and that's what's up, man.
Okay. So, Icon, all right. So, you guys, Icon's been a cool guy. Icon, of course, is freaksandgeeks.com.
Definitely.
Yeah, cool site. Definitely one of my favorite telephony and freaking websites. But
That's freaks with a PH. I guess you got this on some weird college stream. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. For those college listeners out there, you...
what did you somehow get a spot on Ron Paul Radio or something?
Ron Paul, God. Let's not get into Ron Paul. Well, you know what, Lucky, if you want to talk 2 minutes about Ron Paul, the stream is wide open. We have to do some politics on this stream, so come on.
All right, here's the politics. Vote Ron Paul or else.
Or else Lucky will own you. Just like he owned that guy that dropped his social security number and all his commercials on the radio. Here's my social number.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding.
Don't talk about that.
Okay,
yeah, you know what? That's a good segue, though, dude. Okay, we should actually get into that, dude. It's like, people, like, seem to think that social security numbers are only tied to credit, and that's the only type of identity theft that goes on.
Right.
You know, and, like, what is that guy's website, dude? Like, identitylock.com, or what the hell was it?
I hear him on the radio all the time on a local talk station out here, and I start laughing every time he's just like, I'm so sure my identity's safe. Here's my social security number. You might think I'm crazy, but here's my social security number, and he just drops it out. And we can't drop it because it is docs on this show, so we're not going to legally do that.
Yeah, we don't know what his domain name is, or I think it was like LockGuard, SafeGuard, so... Some sort of service that basically you're paying them to put a freeze on your credit report, and every time someone runs a credit inquiry, you get alerted about it. Okay, that's all, like, well and nice and everything, but credit's not the only thing that uses your fucking social security number. And this guy's just, like, posting his social up on everything. His docs are, like, all over the web. And it's like, he's like, well, it doesn't matter because... if anybody tries to and steal my identity. I'll get notified. I'll get a phone call right on my cell phone. Well,
you know what? I hope you don't have
don't
any enemies.
Don't you think that, I don't know, maybe you won't get that phone call because, hey, guess what? Your social security number is tied to your cell phone too, kid. So all anyone has to do is call up your cell phone provider and turn your fucking phone off.
Yeah.
Or request call forwarding and have your cell phone forwarded to their VoIP line and verify that the credit inquiry is real. Why are you giving your social out, dude? Like, what a moron, man. I'm surprised this guy's power and water and gas hasn't been turned off yet. I mean, what a noob.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, yeah, like you said, it's not attached to just your credit. It's attached to everything that you use. Everyone gives out their social, except Lucky, to everything. You know, a perfect example, Blockbuster. It asks for a social security number. It says optional. People still fill it out. Like, people drop it like candy. And maybe this guy doesn't do that, but I know for a fact that he, well, not know, but he has to at least put it in a cell phone or a utility of some kind. I mean, he's not, he would have to be one of those kind of people, because everybody does it.
Well, if he's that much of a noob that he's going to drop it in a commercial, I mean, I think he's probably thinking, oh, you know, no one's going to steal my identity. Never mind the fact that the social's tied to the cell phone that is supposed to receive calls.
Maybe it's not even his social, though.
No,
but you know what,
in most cases,
you only need the last four digits.
Right.
To verify anything.
Right.
Exactly.
And even just from the last
four,
you can easily get the whole number.
Who's to say someone doesn't start setting up, I mean, I don't know, how do I put this in a legal way? What's to say that somebody, theoretically, doesn't just call a certain phone company of any kind, you know, Noobtel Wireless, and set up a wireless account, you know, with that name and social security number? It's not that hard.
Well, on that point, though, they would run your credit, and he would get a credit inquiry from the cell phone carrier.
Okay, do it with someone that doesn't.
But my point is, the legitimate services that he uses has that social.
Right.
And if he thinks adding a password to his account is going to do him any good, I mean, read the newspapers, kid. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh man, yeah.
You know, I tried that one time of passwording an account, and I called right back, and they didn't ask me for shit. You know, they didn't ask for the password, you know, so that's, I'm in Cincinnati Bell territory, but I did it two times. They didn't even ask either time for the passworded account, you know, so a lot of that is bullshit.
Well, you know,
a lot of the times you can tell them, you know what, I forgot the password. And instead of the utility company doing the right thing and telling you, oh yeah, we'll come in with photo ID and verify yourself, you know, what do they tell you? Oh, well, since you forgot the password, why don't you just give me the last four of your social and we'll go ahead and reset the password.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
the last four.
You know, line number four, what do you have to say?
Not much. What's going on?
Who is this?
Are we recording? This is Faceman.
Oh, okay. What's up, Faceman? I should say. Faceman, for all those who don't know, was were you an official host of TWAT Radio, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
So the famous Faceman is on with us with default. Faceman, I don't know if you've been listening, but we got Lucky, Royal, RPM. That's it, right?
Wait, who's the last one?
Oh, you forgot yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me.
Okay, yeah, I haven't been listening. I called in like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, I was trying to hit you up on the name. It doesn't matter. We just actually started like, I think, 10 minutes ago. We started a little bit late, so we're live on the air, so.
Okay. Wait, like we're streaming live too?
Yeah, we're live.
Okay,
your
cool.
Voice is being heard by ones of people right now.
Many relays across the country, yet only two people probably listening. I don't know. But, yeah, people always download stuff. They don't listen to it live anymore, so internet radio starts
now. You know what? We're just getting this back, and, you know, we're just getting this started again, so, you know, to give it some time. Give it some time.
So, yeah, that guy, he's a noob. The next thing, we were talking about the millions of mistakes you made on the last episode. Not millions,
right.
But you made
a couple
of things.
Let me give you the real info now.
Yeah, here's the real
No, actually, no, to be serious, though, I want to make a few corrections and additions based on the directory assistance episode we did for last episode, 41.1, the directory assistance special. And the first is, I don't know what I was on, but for some reason I said that 800-3411 was by Microsoft. I must have made the wrong note. It's actually owned by Jingle Networks. They're the ones who run that service. So it's Jingle Networks. That's the correction for that.
Networks.
Yep. Now moving on to Goog 411, there's actually quite a few things to talk about here real quick. First of all, 800-GOOG-411 is the number, and there's actually another backdoor. Now, last time I gave you guys 877-520-FIND, but there's also 1-877-GOOG-411. So there's actually three numbers you can call that will reach the service. Now, to get back into 877-520-FIND, they actually had a website up. It was 520find.com. That's a zero, not an O. And that site's not up anymore, but apparently that's what Google was running, and it was rumored to be a directory assistance service that was run by Google before they made the Goog 411 service at 800-GOOG-411. And the reason why they thought this is because when you would find this number in Google advertisements when you use their search engine.
Okay.
So there you go. Now, what's going on?
Hold on before you go on.
We're not going on yet.
I find that interesting, though, that it uses the prefix 520.
And why is that?
That's a choke exchange in Los Angeles for a lot of radio stations.
Oh.
You know, like Kiss FM is 213-520,
right.
1027, and their 800 number is also 800-520-1027, same
oh,
thing
really?
For K-Rock. 800-520-1067 and 213-520-1067. So I'm sort of wondering now if 213-520-FIND is like a direct DID into that.
You know, we can make a phone call.
Yeah,
where's
hold
Google
on one
located?
I'm
going to
try calling it really quick.
Okay.
They're located in California.
No, I know they are, but I was trying to remember the city name, Mountain View, right?
Mountain View, yeah.
Yeah, Mountain View, California, so that's 650. So try 650-520-FIND.
Well, I don't think 650-520 is a choke exchange, but let me try 213 first, and then I'll try 650. Hold on.
All right, let's try that. Well, maybe we'll find something new that I haven't found yet. Because I'm a noob. I'm unprofessional.
That's default. Who cares?
Dude, I just finished a pickle. Like, there's nothing like a pickle to get you running, you know, to start you with default. A fucking whole kosher one.
Man, now I want a pickle.
Yeah,
okay, I got a disconnect number on 213-520-FIND. 650? Hold on.
Yeah, try 650.
Message, thanks.
All right, yeah. Well,
anyway.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, out here, I mean, it varies. I mean, out here, fuck it, the choke exchange is, this is 931. We have 931, so like 617-931-1945 would be for Jam and 94.5, hip-hop radio.
Right, and that's because back in the old days, 93X was for weather and shit, but,
Well, we have, actually, the Boston
weather. Don't you have 95X as well?
No, I don't think so.
You don't have 955?
No, I've never heard a 955 number for a radio station. But then again, I don't
know. Yeah, that's another one that's used throughout the U.S. is 955. You can find that all over, too. 55.
Yeah, the weather number, by the way, real quick, out here for Boston is 617-936-1234. The 936 is supposed to be WE6, the WE for weather. And that's been around
right.
for a long time. You can even find it in the Evan Dorgo recordings. But, all right, moving right along. Now, there is actually something else about Goog 411 that I thought was hilarious, and we definitely have to do this. Yeah, and I think you know what we're doing. I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you, Lucky and Doug?
I think I might.
Yeah, why don't we give him a call? Let's have a little AI conversation with Google. Let's see what happens when we piss Google off.
God. All right, I'll give him a call for the copper to avoid any delay.
All right.
Hold up.
Calling Goog 411. And who knows what number he's calling, because there's three numbers that go there.
Calls recorded for quality.
Goog 411.
What city and state?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts?
What the hell?
Boston, Massachusetts. What business name or category?
Suck my dick.
Try again. Or you can say go back anytime.
Suck my dick.
You can say either a business name like Charlie's Grill or a type of business like hardware store.
My dick.
Try one more time.
Suck my dick.
Sorry, we must have a bad connection.
This
just call
really
back and we can try this again.
This is really bad radio.
Goodbye.
Royal. We're like sitting here saying, suck my dick.
Dude, I thought I got a down pat. call one more time.
Say it at one time. It'd be
yeah, you guys are both saying it and you're like overlapping. Yeah. Royal, what do you mean you like you got a down pat? What were you like on the other line like practicing it for an hour?
Yeah, no.
he was down on his knees practicing that all night.
Like,
that's right.
My dick. Somebody else walked in the room and heard him on the phone. Rock.
Hey, what I do on the phone, in my private time on the phone is my business. All right, I'll call Goog back.
It ain't going to work.
Oh, it's going to work.
We only have one person that always gets it down.
Yeah, you got a three-way it yourself or something, Royal.
So all right, I'll three-way it.
Good connection.
I'll three-way it in. I'm going to bring my...
Royal's on that VoIP, so it always has issues.
Oh, yeah. I'm always on VoIP, you know that. Sorry, here's my...
So, hello?
No, he's calling it. He just has a bridge on a line in here.
And...
Do-do-do.
All right, be quiet.
All right, you got it?
Yep.
Calls recorded for quality.
Goog 411.
What city and state?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts. What business name or category?
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
Searching. I'll just skip this part. There was no direct match, but...
Suck my dick. I'll just skip this part. Wow, I had to say that one too, actually. How about
skip
this part?
Oh, man.
Nice.
All right, well, anyway.
I thought you were gonna talk about the Free Directory Assistance exploit, but...
Oh, no, we went over that last episode. That was the Directory Assistance special, man, 41.1.
Okay.
All right, well... That's the more humorous part of Goog 411. It's I don't know. I guess there's funny things it'll say even if it's not a legit business name. So yeah, give it a try while it still works before Google employees get pissed off and start blocking.
Yeah, because they are monitoring that. They want to make it perfect, and they'll probably get annoyed by that. So.
Right.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm gonna make.
Calls recorded before quality.
Right.
I'm gonna make
right.
Suck my dick live my business name. I'm doing it. I'm making suck my dick my business name for my number. Doing it.
Put it in Boston, Massachusetts.
Definitely.
I guess there's something. You know what? I mean, I don't know. It just seems to be friendlier in Boston. I mean, this is the gay state, right?
Oh, God.
Okay. God, I
thought that was
the other day when Royal came out.
Oh, how fucking unbelievably proud I am to be part of this goddamn Commonwealth. All right. Anyway,
we're all thinking about moving.
Yeah, I know. I should get out of here. The place is terrible. All right. Now the next number is now we went over Live Search, which was 800-CALL-411, run by Telme, owned by Microsoft. And there's actually a backdoor for this number. I found it's 1-866 Telme 9. Yep. 1-866 TELLME and then the number 9. And the funny thing is, if you call
that
this...
That will stop working tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Well, this particular phone number will say, this call may be recorded before it starts the service, which I found very interesting. Now, here's another thing. When we were using other services, okay, we were playing around with cheap gas last time, if you call from a cell phone, it'll actually tell you that there's another service. It's called Traffic Maps. Now, I actually did want to go ahead and try this. Traffic Maps, what they do is you tell it a city and state of a metro area, like Boston, Massachusetts, and it will text you a link. And what you do is from your phone, when you get the link, you can just, you know, go to that URL, and you can pull up a map of the metro area you're in. So if you need a map of the area you're in, you know, you're driving around, you're lost, then call LiveSearch, 800-CALL-411 or 866-TELL-ME-9, and say traffic, say other services, then say traffic maps. And
wow, and will it show you, like, traffic congestion on those maps as well?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Well, actually, you know what? There's a URL. You can check for yourself. I didn't see it, but maybe I was just, I don't know, maybe there was something wrong with my vision at that particular time.
Well, you are visually impaired.
Well, yeah, you know.
According to your local ops.
Yeah, according to my local operator, I am visually impaired. I'm a very special person, and they have to show me respect for that. And all of you better, too, because I come up with content for the show. So, yeah, URL that they send you is actually, it's going to be http://m.live.com. Now, I was wondering, why is it m.live.com? Because Microsoft has a
service. That's for the mobile.
That's for the mobile, right. That's what, right. I think. I think the M is for mobile.
That's on a lot of websites.
Yeah, if you go to the on your PC, if you use your browser, and you go to this, you go to the URL, you'll see it in a very small format because it's supposed to fit your cell phone screen.
Right.
You know, for your cell phone's browser. So, but yeah, live.com is of course Microsoft's live.com search engine, and they have other services on there. And I guess they pretty much use a telephonic version of that ever since they acquired TellMe. All right, a couple more things. There's actually, I found a website. The website is v-enable.com/411. v-enable.com/411. And this is actually a service that's coming soon. And it's software that you can download to your phone. And you can do directory assistance and a bunch of other services. So don't think that all free directory assistance or directory assistance services in general are going to be limited to a phone number that you have to call. So I guess more details will come soon. Keep an eye on that website. And finally, this is the last correction I have to make. Well, more like something that I didn't give out last episode.
Reveal.
It's one of the major free directory assistance services out there. It's run by Verizon. And I actually found this because it was advertised on a payphone when I was taking the train one day out near Boston. And the number is 1-800-THE-INFO. That's THEINFO. And, they have this advertised on a lot of payphones in and around Boston area, and probably in Denver, too, because I went to their website, which is 1-800-THE-INFO.com. And it says that while this service works everywhere, the most precise listings geographically are limited to Boston and Denver metropolitan areas. So that's just for the first few months. And then, you know, as their service gets better and advances, I'm sure that they promise to have a lot more features other than directory assistance. So keep an eye on that one. And we didn't call this one so on last episode. This is the one we forgot. So I don't know if you want to. Well, I can actually give the call right now, since I have my cell phone.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Do you guys want me to do that already? Right?
Yeah.
And then we'll get into the other topic.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and bring it up?
We're going to talk about that, too?
Of course, man.
What?
Of course.
This is the operator for what city and state?
Oh, operator. Boston, Massachusetts.
Thank you for what listing?
I'm looking for Walgreens.
Thank you, sir. There's a listing on Summer Street or Boylestown Street or Washington Street.
I'll take Washington Street.
Thank you, sir. Please hold for your listing, and thank you for using 800-THE-INFO.
Alrighty. Why did I get a live op the last time I got an automated system?
Thank you. The number is area code 617-267-5109.
Huh. That's weird. You're not going to get a live op?
61.
All right. I don't know why That's strange.
Did you opt ever into it?
No, I called it direct from my cell phone.
Weird.
Oh, you didn't admit that on the air.
it's a free service, dude.
Yeah, but you know, you got to be careful. Someone's like, oh, who calls this time?
Oh no, you're gonna own my prepaid.
Well, you know, Royale will be pretty owned.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're not supposed to get an operator though on that.
Maybe they upgraded their service, you know.
Yeah, they might be in the process of upgrading it or changing their platform. But like I said, they are going to be offering a lot of services as they promised on their website. And again, the website is 1-800-theinfo.com. And yeah, that was you're looking at Walgreens with a live op. Wow, what a surprise.
I have a question. I obviously I didn't listen to 41.1.
All right.
Of course not.
Did you guys talk about that one service that has reverse phone number on it?
What service are you talking about?
God, I can't remember. It was an 800 number, though, for directory assistance, and you could ask the operator to do a reverse lookup on them.
No.
Well, a lot of...
Remember the one that we froze their computer by giving them an invalid area?
No, we didn't go over that. We went over the actual legit services, not backdoors. Like the actual.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about a backdoor that was like lead chisel. No, we don't give out cool stuff on this show anymore.
No, but actually, you know what? There was a particular company that does directory assistance for you. They're like a reseller. And I just, for the hell of it, I was on the bridge, and we were bored, and we called up directory assistance, and we did a reverse directory on a 710 number, which, by the way, is a government NPA that it's non-geographic. It does not have any particular area.
Which we've talked about 710 before, which is episode 41, right? No, episode 40. That was the one where we talked about the GETS program and all that.
Oh, yes, yes,
Bucky
yes.
talked about that.
Yep. And, yeah, I thought it was very funny that every time they tried to look up a 710 number, their computer just started freezing and they got an error. And then she's like, oh, hold on, let me give you my supervisor. And then the supervisor comes on. I'm like, yeah, I need to look up a number. It's 710, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, her computer freezes. it was pretty funny.
You know that happens for, like, any 411, maybe? Like, maybe we should just start calling up 411 and having them do reverses on 710.
I know it. Well, we try to cover.
Well, there's a couple ways to get people's computers to freeze. Like when I was looking to see if I had any parking tickets on my particular personalized plate.
Here we go.
Oh man.
See, wait. That's right. You know what? I promised you. I said that we should talk about that. Do you want to talk about it right now?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right, Lucky.
Awesome.
So, do you want to mention what state you live in?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
So Lucky no longer lives in Guasti. He, because Guasti's being destroyed, he kind of took it to the heart, so he decided to leave California. And,
well, hold on before we get there. Yeah, in case you guys wanted to know the infos on Guasti, their post office has moved to Turner Street, which is actually part of Ontario, California.
Right.
And they have, like, some trailer there now or something, and I was like... Dude, fuck this. Glossy's no longer. I'm out of here.
Now, do you still have the P.O. box? Do you have, like, mail forwarded or a secretary that picked up the mail for you?
You know what was messed up, dude? I didn't even know this, but I put a mail forward to my general delivery address here on that P.O. box.
Right.
And apparently if you check permanent forwarding instead of temporary forwarding, your P.O. box will be closed. But here's the thing,
that's
okay?
Stupid.
I still had my mom checking the P.O. box in the meantime, before the mail forwarding happened, right?
Okay.
And, she gets a letter saying that, the box had been closed and everything. Well, she went up and, you know, she's like, what's this about? They're all like, well, somebody put a mail forward request in, da 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 da.
Oh, that's
and,
stupid.
She went ahead and opened the box again in her name, so, I guess she gets mail there now or some fairness.
What is... Oh, wow. So, Guasi, yeah. You know what? Actually, Lucky, I think I told you this. Me and Accident went down, and Cursed. We went down to the, around the Guasi winery and the post office area, that, you know, that great street of Guasi. And I think I talked to someone and actually filmed it, but I think he just got like maybe an audio of it, of like her explaining what's going on with Guasti. But I think she claimed that Guasti is not, you know, being destroyed. They're just moving it. But I don't know how that works when they're moving the post office into Ontario.
Yeah, this is what I was told. For those of you that don't know about Guasti's history, every Halloween they have like some sort of Guasti horror thing on the corner of Guasti and Turner. And other than that, it's just an abandoned building that they use only at Halloween. And I guess the post office is trying to buy that building and turn it into the post office. But as of right now, they just have some trailer or something. So I don't know what's going on. I'm not in California, so whatever.
It's not your problem anymore?
Pretty much. Hello?
Yeah, you're fine. So...
Okay.
Weather. Guasti, California.
Who is calling? Tell me.
Say stop. Whoa. To interrupt this forecast.
Hell no. That didn't work as well because I wasn't expecting you people to talk, that's why. So Lucky, you left Guasti and you decided to move to another state, in which you decided to look at a map. And what state did you pick?
Well, I picked the biggest one that was, below Canada.
Okay.
The largest one, you know, I figured, like, you know, hey, there's, like, a lot of land here. And, that would be the state of Texas, the Lone Star State. And, I moved out here. Looked pretty leak. I moved there. And, that's where I am today.
Some people never change. Okay, and so you're setting up yourself, you know, a life out there in the wonderful Texas, and, you know, you're setting up, you know, your place to live, you know, way to survive,
right.
You know, income, all the legal stuff you're getting out of the way, and one of the most important things, of course, is to have, you know, a driver's license and your vehicle that you've brought over there, you got to get it registered.
Right.
So.
Right.
So.
I got real pissed off because Texas, all of the information there is public. You can run people's license plates, you can run people's driver licenses, things of that nature. And so I decided to get a personalized plate that I thought would be kind of nifty, you know. The personalized plate I chose was no
fear.
Tag. No, not fear. No. I chose no tag, NOTAG.
Okay.
Mostly because Texas cops like to refer to license plates as tags instead of plates. And, I thought it would be pretty funny. After I chose this plate, you know, I began to notice someone else in Delaware had chose this plate, back in 2004, and received a bunch of parking citations. For vehicles that didn't have a tag.
Okay.
And apparently when there's no plate on a vehicle, the cops will just write in no tag as the license plate number. And this guy got a bunch of parking citations for all kinds of different vehicles that weren't his. And, that actually was one of the reasons I chose the plate. Not going to lie here. I've seen the story before I chose it, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So I looked on the Texas website, which now allows you to see if the plate is available. It was available. I went ahead and ordered it. And then I started searching all of the local city databases that you could run plates on to see if there were parking tickets. And to my surprise, there were no parking tickets outstanding for no tag. And in hindsight, NA, which is a two-digit plate, which was also available, actually got a lot more hits for not available. And I was getting kind of pissed. I'm like, what the hell? I wanted to see a bunch of parking tickets in my mailbox. Well, so then I seen Houston, you couldn't run the plate number online. So I called their 311 phone number. I don't know if you want to look that up and give it out over the air, Doug, but there's a 311 service in Houston, so I called them up and I had them run the tag, and I froze her computer. She said there was numerous parking tickets for that plate number, all different types of vehicles, and some of them even had names and addresses because the VIN number was wrote down, and they ran the registration by the VIN number, but they still wrote in no tag because there was no plate on the vehicle. And so I'm waiting for all these letters to arrive in my mailbox telling me that I have outstanding parking tickets. And I figured, hey, you know, if I ever do get a parking ticket, I could just use that as an excuse, you know, like, hey, you know, this is obviously not legitimate.
Right, right.
You know, thought it would be like, you know, thought it would work out pretty cool.
But no.
Well, haven't received any parking tickets in the mail, so I don't know. Houston claims there's a bunch of them on their computer, and they said they only send out letters when the balance becomes outstanding after a certain amount of time. So,
now how does
this
benefit you exactly?
Well, because, I mean, if I get a parking ticket, I can always dispute it, saying it was someone else's vehicle that didn't have a tag.
Okay.
Sounds
that's
like you'd be the lawsuit for that, so.
What?
Say what?
Sounds like you could get a lawsuit for that, too. Straight up.
Yeah, maybe.
State of Texas versus Lucky. Again. that 311 backdoor is area code 713-877-0311, I believe. I don't know if I'm right or not.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
So area code 713-877-0311. That's the 311 for Houston. I don't know. It's not really important for anyone, really, but there you go.
It is pretty funny, you know, tell them, you know, go ahead and pretend you're Lucky 225 and tell them you want to see if you have any parking tickets for your personalized plate. Nora, Ocean Tom, Adam George.
Let's do that right now. No.
Next time I'm in Texas, I'm going to try it.
We don't need to be in
Texas.
Well,
if you
want to
call it, it is a 24-hour service, Doug. It would be funny. Yeah.
And we should look up no tag?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
What, do I have to give them a name or anything?
No. You just give them the plate number.
All right, what happens if they won't they drop a name, though, perhaps?
No, they won't. The only names they have is those of the registered users via the VIN number. They don't have my name in there. Because obviously
well, unless
I've
you're
never
that guy that,
ticket from
them. Unless you're that guy giving out a Social Security number, you know.
Right.
Yeah, he's listed as a no tag. You may have no tag, but I have your social, kid. He dropped it on the radio like a noob.
Yeah, go ahead and three-way it, Doug.
All right, hold on.
Be pretty entertaining. Watch this operator's computer freeze up.
There you go.
Nice.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
You have no skills, Doug.
Owned.
Oh. Want me to try?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. What's the number again? 713.
Doug. I think Doug might be trying to call it.
Yes, Doug is trying to call it. What the hell?
We're sorry. You have reached the number.
Hold on. I'll try. What's the number?
713.
Yep.
877.
Yep.
0311, I think. Hold on.
Whoa, you're in touchstones.
Shut up, Lucky. Wait, hold on. Why am I seeing fortune teller now on partypop.com or whatever the hell this is when I've Googled this number? And then I'm seeing psychic counseling. What?
Google it again. Just type Houston 311. It'll
dude,
be on, like, Houston. All right,
Royal, don't call this number. Never mind.
All right, well.
All right, okay. Something's weird here because on...
All you gotta Google is Houston 311, and it'll...
That's what
on.
I did.
Hold on. You gotta go to the city of Houston's website. It's like ci.houston.tx.us or some fear number
right,
like
right,
that.
Right. But, no, here's what I did. I Googled that same deal, but I went on the wrong website. This is League of Women Voters of the Houston Area, okay? And it says on the bottom here, 311 or 713-877-0311, which is Houston Service Helpline. Call for city services, including blah, 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 blah. Reporting a water main break, locating recycling drop-offs, etc. So that's the number. It's on this website at lwhouston.org. But when you Google the number, all the other results, besides that's the first
one. That's not the correct website. They obviously made a typo.
They obviously did, because when you Google that number, not only does that site come up when you reverse that number in Google, but a bunch of fortune teller and psychic hotlines pop up. So apparently they're saying that 311 or that number will help you.
I don't think you got the right number.
Yeah, they obviously put the wrong number, or they did that purposely thinking that that's just as good for All City Help. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so, again, Google Houston 311 and find it on the City of Houston's website, their actual government page, not some freaking...
Because they have animal control, they have all these numbers here, and they're 311, that supposedly is a psychic number.
God, dude, what the hell, man?
Harris County Library Systems, Poison Center, Post Office, and then this 311 or this psychic number.
Right, but you said you were looking at it on lwhouston.org or some crap.
Yeah, League of Women Voters of Houston. That's what.
That's not the city's website. That's
I
the
know,
League
it's
of
a,
Women
it's
Voters.
A, it's a community website of some kind. I know it's not the legal website. I'm just saying. It's a website
that's
helpful.
Go to the actual government fucking website, and it'll give you the right number.
Did
now
that.
Taking call-ins, 800-944-8888-940-1212,
and secondly, I just did that, and that's the one website that came up. Hold on. Houston 311, all right, here's a HoustonTX.gov, Citizen 311, this is a web interface, though, I don't want this. All right, here we go. Is it in 0311, maybe?
I think it ends in 0311, I'm pretty sure.
All right, maybe this is it, 713-837-0311.
See, 837, not 877.
Well, we should email those people and tell them they're noobs, hold on.
Thank you for calling the 311 Houston Service Helpline. Please hold while your call is transferred. Thank you for calling the 311 Houston
Lucky
Service
talking,
Helpline.
Right.
Yeah,
English,
definitely.
For English, press or say 1. If you are reporting a water emergency such as a large water leak or water outage, please press or say 3. For minor water leaks, please call back during normal business hours. If this is a police non-emergency, please press or say 4. For police emergencies, please hang up and dial 911. To report a traffic signal outage or malfunction, please press or say 5. If you are reporting a tree down in the street, a cave-in in the street, or flooding caused by rain, please press or say 6.
All right, hang up.
If this is a...
Did it say gay man in the street? What the hell did that just say?
I don't know, but apparently you're 35 minutes too late, so, that's that. Yeah, dear.
What did that... Well, that was the weirdest thing ever. All right.
So anyways...
They're not open 24 hours, liar. Does not look like it's 24 hours. They didn't even say 24 hours. Where did you say it was 24 hours?
I thought it was. They said new business hours, okay?
Oh, all right. Well... Yeah, Lucky has no tag, own him, reverse his docs. apparently that mayor gig at Guasti for Lucky never worked out.
Yeah, I was going to ask him.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So
they got bought out, man.
They got bought out.
Pretty Guasti Incorporated.
Guasti, it's Guasti
LLC.
That's where it's at.
All right, Roy,
that's really who bought them.
What's on the default
all right,
agenda?
All right, let's see.
Lucky's played on default. What's on the default agenda?
All right, we got a lot. I mean, we can talk about the movie coming up. We can talk about swooping into Grand Central voicemail boxes. We can talk about private phone coming to an end. Yeah, why don't we talk about Grand Central and private phone? Let's do that.
We'll talk about the movie. Yeah, and then we got to talk about that. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So we'll be right back after these words. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, talk about that stuff, and then we'll lead all that into the dream that Lucky's talking about and the movie.
All right. Now, anyone here, I mean, I can do this too, but it'll be a pain in the ass. Can anyone here spoof right now? Spoof call already?
Like on the fly, like right now?
Yeah.
A couple of minutes, yeah.
All right. So when do you guys get ready for this? Hopefully when you guys know of a Grand Central number where you know the phone number of the owner, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is what we're going to talk about. Now, in the past, everybody at this point, because it's been all over the media, you guys know about how you can use caller ID spoofing to get access to voicemail boxes on a lot of wireless carriers' voicemail boxes. I mean, you know.
Of course.
We've all seen the Paris Hilton shit in the news, you know. I mean, you know, the T-Mobile got owned like crazy, you know, years ago. But, now, we've talked about Grand Central in the past, and, there's one thing that we never talked about Grand Central, and that's one of their flaws. See, if you have a cell phone or a landline associated with your Grand Central and you want to check your own voicemail, you don't need to enter your passcode from your own phone. Now, this is the case with most
people. That's only if you have it designated as a cell phone in the Grand Central.
That's only if you have it designated as a cell phone, correction. But yeah, this is the problem. You can't choose to have it require a password from your own cell phone. You cannot choose that.
Right, unless you tell Grand Central that it's not your cell phone and that it is, in fact, a business phone. But then the problem with that is you won't get a text message when you get a voicemail.
That's right. And, I mean, Grand Central is a great service. Google bought them, but, you know, they have some things they need to work out. One is the quality of their VoIP. But the other is they need to patch this. They need to have the option of requiring a passcode even from your own cell phone. So pretty much you can access somebody else's Grand Central voicemail box if they're using it with a cell phone just by spoofing their cell phone number to their Grand Central number, and you're right in.
You're exactly right.
There's nothing
right.
they can do
you're
about
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Right, and I actually contacted Grand Central about this before they got bought out by Google, and their response was, well, if you're giving out your Grand Central number, no one knows what your cell phone number is.
Security through obscurity.
Right. And I'm like, well, if I'm using my cell phone, I can't very well, you know, spoof the Grand Central number unless I have access to Wi-Fi or the Internet, you know? Like, so if I'm calling someone private from my cell phone really quick because I need to make a quick call and they happen to trap my CPN, well, like, bada boom, bada bang, you know, they're into my fucking Grand Central voicemail and phone.
Right. So,
are you sure that's only for cell phones?
We,
I'm pretty sure that I've.
Now I'm hoping that we're going to be able to demonstrate this because I mean, really, this is so easy to do. I mean,
it
so
could
do
be
we have
from a landline too.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's see if this works. I'm not really sure. We're going to find out right now, live on the air.
All right, let's do this.
We're going to test to make sure the spoofing works first, though. So, let's see if this works.
Well, you got your talking caller ID over there.
5 8 8 9 4 0 1 2 1 2
Okay. The default ANI is sending right along. Okay, so we can spoof. We're good to go.
Great.
You need to tell me what I'm spoofing into what. So.
All right. We need. Anybody have a Grand Central number with their cell phone?
Where's Thought Freaker? He's always spoofing into meat grab.
You know what? Fucking spoof my shit and I'll fucking cancel it as soon as you do it. Straight
All
up.
Right. Oh, thank you so much. Awesome.
As soon as I do it.
All right. Why don't we... Yeah, let's spoof...
Well, you already got my Grand Central number. And
Hold
you
on.
Know what? I'll
yeah,
just
yeah,
fucking
you
want to
drop it on the air is what I'm saying.
Which
well, we don't want to drop your...
You already have it. You already have it.
Well,
no,
this no.
Is the thing.
But, you're
this
on the radio,
the
though, with thousands of listeners. We're not going to drop your number on there.
Yeah. Hold
yeah.
on. I'll set up mine. I'll add a new number to mine. If you give me a minute.
Well, what we need to do is we have to spoof your cell phone number to your Grand Central.
Yeah.
If you have...
Well,
you
technically,
know what?
Technically
fucking,
he, No. Technically, he can log into his Grand Central and put a fake number... as his cell phone, and then we'll just spoof the fake number to his Grand Central. That way none of his docs are dropped whatsoever.
But he doesn't have online access right now.
Thing is, I can't do that right now. But you know what? That's a great fucking point, Royal. I mean, fucking, you know what? I didn't even think about that, and you know what? Bringing that up as a topic is a very good fucking topic.
Well, fucking
that's,
A.
Yeah, if you seriously, you guys have Grand Central, fucking don't give anyone your fucking number. Don't be stupid enough to give your real phone number out. I mean, seriously, you have a Grand Central for a reason. It's for your privacy. You know, these fucks over at Grand Central and Google, they don't want to fix this problem. Well, we're going to fucking show everyone listening right now how easy it is to own someone's voicemail. with this free service.
Default Radio, the ones that did the fuck Packet 8, and now we're doing the fuck Grand Central.
Grand Central is on default. So, let's, all right. So how are we going to do this? You want to privately IM one of us your cell phone number? Why don't you
have
IM
internet
itself?
Access. Yes,
shit.
I do. So I think Faceman, are you setting up something?
Yeah. Yes, it's set up. It's good to go. Do you still have my Grand Central?
No, just you're on AIM. Just AIM me everything.
Okay.
Send me it on AIM. People, if you want to call in, since there's more listeners now, 888-940-1212. Don't be afraid to call in. You can just idle on here with us. I don't care. Just doesn't matter. Just call in, 888-940-1212. And just say, hey, default's awesome. So, yeah, Faceman, just IM me all the cool stuff, and then I'll just do that without dropping it.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Because we don't want a bunch of people harassing you. And so basically,
but yo, straight up, I knew there was going to be a flaw with the Grand Central shit and Royal. Fucking, I'm so glad that you're fucking busting it out right now. Let's hear it.
Right now, man. You know, people need to know about this. People need to know about this.
Oh,
okay,
no doubt.
This number here, never mind, I'm retarded. Okay, I'm going to spoof it right now. Hold up.
Okay.
All right. This is it, everybody. Listen up. We're spoofing right into someone's Grand Central. No password needed.
Just remember, it was Spaceman who set default up. That's right.
These exploits and more on defaultradio.com. Oh, wait, it's .net now, sorry.
Yeah, .net.
Yeah, defaultradio.net.
You have no messages.
Owned!
Press 4 to change your settings, or you can hang up.
I'm going to hang up.
There you go.
Okay.
Do you hear that? We just got right in without a password. Now call that back direct. Now call it back direct without spoofing.
That was
I'd have pressed 4.
That was
Wait. In Grand Central's voicemail, you can set a temporary number to forward to too, right?
Yes,
yep.
You can. Yes, you definitely can. All right.
Can. Now, here's what I'm going to do because we are going to get into that movie for a minute. For those that don't understand what the hell is going on, for the new audiences out there, basically you can pick up a spoofing calling card of any kind, such as Spoof Card, which is available at spoofcard.net.com, right? Yeah, .com. And there's a free advertisement for Spoof Card. And basically you just get one of these calling cards, and it'll ask you what color do you want to send to your friend and who you're going to call. And basically you're going to spoof their cell phone number if you know it, and then you're going to send it to that Grand Central number. Right, actually, does it have to be a cell phone?
It just has to be marked as a cell phone in their
right.
Grand Central. And when you sign up for Grand Central and it asks you for what's your phone number that you want the Grand Central to forward to, it automatically marks by default that phone number as a cell phone, regardless of whether or not it is a cell phone.
That's right. Okay. By default.
Faceman, is there a problem with dropping this Grand Central number on here? I mean, can you just delete it when we're done with it?
I mean, it's up to you, but I'm trying to.
Because you have it going to a fake number, so.
Well, you can drop the number that I told you to spoof.
But not the Grand Central number?
Right, the Grand Central is the one that I typically use when I need something.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, that's fine, because I was going to actually...
All right.
I wanted to use,
all right, here's what
I was
going
to, like, actually use a calling card and just do it right here.
Let's do this again, actually. First, call it without spoofing to show that it's going to ask you for a password, then we'll call it right back, spoof that number, and you'll see it gets right in the voice.
Well, because I wanted to play, like, the whole calling card prompts and stuff like that with one of these calling cards, like, a spoof card or something.
Yeah, we got a pimp out spoof card for real.
Huh?
We got a pimp out spoof card.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because that's like what people are more familiar with, something like spoof card, and that way you can hear like the actual prompts and us like breaking into it. I mean, not breaking into
it. No, we're breaking into it, but we're doing it legitimately because we have his permission.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yo,
well,
Royal, all
right, here,
quick question. Quick question, Royal. Can you do this? Can you set up a Grand Central account to a payphone? Can you make a Grand
Central
account?
As long as the payphone accepts incoming calls, of course you can, yeah. You bet. They don't check cost of service. All they do is call you back, and I think it's like they ask you to enter a code that they give you online to verify that you are there to, you know, want your calls forwarded over there, you know, from your Grand Central.
Hey, Doug?
Word.
Yeah.
All right, here's what you can do. If you edit it out...
Can you speak up by any means?
I guess I can get a little bit louder. If you edit it out of the recording and just let the listeners that are live hear it, that'll be fine.
Yeah, but now that you've already gave a warning, is that there's probably like a Tron right now hitting the record button. I don't want to risk that.
Why can't we have DTMF filtering on this bridge?
This bridge doesn't filter DTMF.
No, it doesn't.
See, if I had like a VoIP phone or something like that, I could just use that, and then it would filter it out. But
I mean, I know bridges that filter it. If you really want me to,
how much of a pain in the ass is it to set up a spoof account? Or not a spoof account. A Grand Central.
Oh man, do you want me to do? Well, I could do it, but because I have
not that hard to set up a Grand Central, dude.
Yeah,
I
that's what I'm saying. Can you just set up a bullshit
the
one?
Problem,
right now?
The problem, like I'd do it right now, but I don't have access to a computer.
That's what I'm saying.
Why don't you set one up, get everything ready, and then we'll talk about another topic. We'll talk about private phone in the meantime.
Yeah. Who wants to set up? Face man, me, somebody?
Yeah, go ahead, Doug. Go ahead and set it up. Just go to GrandCentral.com. Oh, shit. Wait, do you have to have an invite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Log into one of your Grand Centrals and invite yourself on 10minutemail.com. Which
but, yeah, I don't have a Grand Central. That's what I'm saying. So, Face man, it looks like you're going to have to do this project.
Yeah, right, but basically, just log into your Grand Central, do an invite. For the email address, just use any random email. You can do 10minutemail.com, which gives you a 10-minute disposable email address, and then you can just verify it through that, and yeah.
All right, well, yeah, set that up, 888-940-1212, call in. All right, let's go to the next topic.
All right.
We'll get back to that with the whole spoof card and everything.
All right, now, a lot of you have probably seen this advertised or talked about on forums. But private phone, I'm sure a lot of you remember private phone. For those who don't know about it, it's a free voicemail service that they actually, I guess, because when you make a private phone...
They're ran by NetZero, I think, right?
I was going to say ran by them, but I don't know if they're just affiliated. But if you make a private phone account, you will have a NetZero email address. So therefore...
Which is your private phone number at NetZero, right?
I forget. I barely use my online account. I mean, I mainly use it telephonically. But anyway, privatephone.com, check that site out as soon as possible. The reason I'm bringing this up again is because private phone, for all those of you who have a private phone right now, they made a deal with Packet8, the best VoIP provider everywhere, right? Right, Lucky? The best provider? Packet8?
I fucking despise Packet8. Don't ever.
Yeah, they're a great company, as Lucky said.
Wait, who do you despise?
Packet8.
This is the same company that Lucky topped nothing but like wonderful things in the very first episode of this radio show.
Exactly, right? It's a great company. Packet8 is great.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because they offer actual. Especially because they offer actual unlimited calls.
Did you ever pay Packet8, Lucky? Be honest.
Dude, I fucking hate them.
Did you ever pay them the money when they switched you to a business account?
Hell no, I never paid them,
okay,
dude. I told them where to suck it, bro.
All right, well. Anyway.
That's going to be edited out of the fucking the radio broadcast.
No, fuck that. It's going to be funny.
Well, no, that's going to be fine for the internet. I'm just saying for the other.
Oh, for
we'll
the
get to that later, though. But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, private phone. Yeah, they made a deal with Packet8. So if you want to keep your private phone account, you're going to have to start paying Packet8 because as of February 19th, 2008, all of your free private phone accounts will be shut down unless you decide to start paying Packet8 service. Now, I'm going to let you guys hear for yourself. I'm going to throw away in my own private phone account.
Okay.
And, yeah, you're going to hear it for yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I heard.
I have to throw it on three-way so you guys don't hear it.
888-940-1212.
Collins! Collins!
Whoa,
212-408.
Hold on, they've been a little flaky lately. Probably Packet8.
What you get for free, especially something that's about to be shut off.
Yeah, right.
PIN number you entered is invalid. Please.
Wait, fuck, hold on. I gotta do it again. Fucking Packet8.
Well, just be glad it didn't say the PIN number you entered, 13377,
yeah.
is invalid.
Please note that pirate phone service will no longer be available after February 19, 2008. You will be able to check your messages until this date. For more information, please go to www.privatephone.com/net.
You have one new message and 14 saved. First new message was received.
I'm not playing that for you. Gotcha. Can't listen to my private messages. Anyway. But yeah. So you heard it for yourself. They're gonna shut down on February 19, 2008. So obviously, if you really want to keep your private phone or you want to have some kind of similar service, I forget what they're doing exactly, you're gonna have to start using Packet 8. So thank Packet 8 for ruining
Speaking
private
Speaking of Packet
phone.
8, their rates went up. Like they went up like what, $10 or something?
Do they still offer Do they still offer the, quote, unlimited calling to, like, other countries, too?
Yeah, but if I were, like, with that, as far as that goes, you can't, I mean, obviously you can't trust Packet 8, but I would definitely rather go with, like, Broad Voice or something.
Well, like I said, quote, unlimited.
Like, you're better off with, because Broad Voice offers unlimited plans. I mean, there's a lot of wave companies now that are starting to do that.
Yeah, Packet 8's, quote, unlimited netted me a $500 phone bill for something that was supposed to be 19.
But Packet 8 did start the unlimited international idea. As far as I know, Packet 8 was the first. And
they probably just didn't actually provide it.
What?
They just didn't actually provide it. They just
I would assume that if they screwed people over for local calls, incoming calls, considering that as long distance, I'm sure that they wouldn't give me unlimited international.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I mean, obviously, yes, I do make lots and lots of telephone calls, but back when Packet 8 first came out, I mean, VoIP was, like, very new. It was premature. And, you know, I thought, hey, this is fucking cool. You know, like, calls over the Internet. All right, cool, $19 a month, whatever. I ordered from them, and, you know, they told me that, you know, you're using too many minutes. And I'm like, well, I thought you said it was unlimited calling. They're all, yes, but the minute usage is very high. I'm like, well, dude, I receive telephone calls, too. You're quoting me, like, 50,000 minutes that I used in 1 month. I'm like, half of that is probably incoming calls, and the other half is probably local calls.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that their website only showed PSTN and IP. And the IP was just Packet 8 to Packet 8. And then PSTN included not only long distance and, well, not international, but not only long distance, it included local and incoming calls. And getting paid for incoming on a home plan is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right. They were trying to act like they were a cell phone company, and I'm like, dude, you're advertising your shit as residential home phone service, and you're going to fucking knock me to business because I receive incoming telephone calls? And because I make local calls?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I wasn't even using their long-distance portion of the service. I only knew a couple people that were long-distance at that time.
And you didn't even scan on the Packet 8 phone, did you? Because half the time it would cut out or it would just, like, start... The modem would start... or the ATA would start resetting. I mean, it's not like you even use it to scan or do any real freaking with it.
Yeah, it was stupid. So anyways, moving on. Yeah, private phone, Grand Central, two... was great services, but now on to the next great service.
Oh, wait, before we go, hold on. There was something I was going to say about private phone before we got off of it, and what the hell was it?
That they suck.
Shit. Well, yeah, they suck, so whatever. It'll come to me.
That you can return phone calls from within the voice.
Oh, yeah. Now, if anybody knows any alternatives to private phone, the reason I like them a lot... I mean, yeah, you know what, you can call back people, you know, they have, like, the callback feature and shit from their voicemail to call people back from your private phone, phone number and whatnot, but I really like the fact that they actually text alerted you when you got a message, because when someone left me a message, bam, my fucking phone beeped to let me know I have a message, show me the call ID if it was available, and I get right back to them. And there doesn't seem to be any other services out there that I can find yet that offer...
Except for Grand Central.
Other than Grand Central, but they're not that reliable for that. Yet, unless Google gets their act together or something. So,
well, actually,
anyone
have
any alternatives?
I have something I could tell you about offline, kind of.
Okay.
Royal,
but we'll
that
talk.
Requires you, but that requires you actually. Well, never mind. That's just like a CPN trap. You have to give out your real number for that shit. But anyway.
I'll just spoof something to you. I have unlimited spoofing skills, so, you know. If anybody knows of any alternatives like that are very similar to private phone, especially if it has text alerts, please let us know. 1111@defaultradio.net or default@defaultradio.net, or at least let me know, royal@defaultradio.net. Please, we really would like to know some alternatives, and we'll keep searching in the meantime.
Or call in now at 888-940-1212.
Yeah, call in. If you know any alternatives, let us know. Right
okay, now to the next service that's one of these call forwarding, hide your actual phone number, you're going to Fears or in your pants.
great introduction there, Lucky.
The service is Bling, which is B, as in boy, R-R, Robert, I, ice cream, and Nancy, G, George.com.
B-R-R-I-N-G, okay?
Right. And what this service is it actually gives you a DID similar to Grand Central or private phone, and the phone number they give you will actually call forward to your real house or real cell phone, and you get paid. You get paid every time somebody calls your phone. So, I mean, it's pretty weak because it doubles as an anonymous phone number to give out to people so they can reach you without actually having your docs. And when people call you, you get paid. So, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. On the flip side, on the flip side is how do you get paid? And when people call your Bring number, they will hear a short 30-second advertisement before it rings your phone. So, yeah, I mean, you got to spam people to actually get paid, but you know what? I already made 20 of bucks off of it, so, you know, fear.
All right, Lucky, I have a question. Did you happen to get an email this morning from comments@bring.com? Because I did. After placing,
and who are you?
Spaceman. After placing...
Actually, yes, I did get that. I did get an email from comments@bring.com.
So did I. Yeah, I got mine.
About my unusual call patterns, but you know, just like I told Packet 8, I have a lot of friends. You know, people call me. What can I tell you, dude? My phone rings off the hook.
Yeah, people
all
fear
hours.
Like phone companies seem to fear when people are popular. Like they, I don't know, they're just jealous or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I know they wish their phone rang like that so they can make some money.
Those envious fucks.
Now, I don't know that they really have a problem with it, but they wanted me to tell them what the deal was.
To reactivate your, to re-verify that phone number was indeed yours, right? They wanted to call that phone number and actually have you enter the 3-digit code again, which I did. They called my house in Southern California, and, I entered my 3-digit code.
How does that happen when you're in Texas, Mr. No-Tag?
Well, you know, I kept some of my old phone numbers. This one happened to be in Southern California, and
okay, so it was a SoCal number, in other words, is what you're trying to say.
So then I immediately redeemed all my awards that were my reward money that was in there, just to make sure they go ahead and pay me. So we'll see how that works out. But
is this legal?
They said they. Here's the thing, though. They said they don't mail to P.O. boxes, so I had to mail it to a general delivery address. I mean, that's not a P.O. box, so we'll see if I get my check.
All right, wait, so they're going to mail you a check for just $20?
$28.75,
I think. For just $30, then they're going to mail you a check. Wouldn't it have to be, like, at least, like, I don't know, $50 to $100 or something?
No. $10 is the minimum to redeem.
Oh, okay, $10, okay. Do they have direct deposit?
Not right now. They only have. They only.
That'd be cool.
They only issue checks.
That'd be cool.
But you know, I actually have several, you know, telephone numbers coming into my house, and thinking about setting up some other numbers as well, because the first
set up a party line with that number.
the first 10 calls they pay you $1 for, so I mean, that's $10 a pop right there. But
I saw a party last week. Only, the is they play a little quick advertising.
This is only for people who have that many phones coming into their house, you know. You can't use other phone numbers. So.
Right.
All right, well, here's something. I was on the John today, and I got a call from my Bring number. And I didn't get to it fast enough to pick it up and see what was on there, but I got one call from my Bring number that I called to make some dough. And I got that call from them, so the thing is, I got it at my house phone, which had not been associated with the Bring account.
Really?
I had been calling.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you got caller ID spoofing skills, kid.
Yeah.
So they owned you.
And I know they have caller ID spoofing skills, because when they call to confirm the account, they spoof the number of your Bring number. But,
well, you know what, that's kind of like how private phone will automatically spoof your private phone number when you place a call back to someone who left you a message.
Yeah. And Grand Central will do that, too.
Yeah, Grand Central does it, too, yeah, and that's unlimited.
Yeah. The thing is, though, this had only been used, like, I called from my house a couple of times direct to this Bring number, which was probably a mistake, but, so that's the only way they had the number.
Hmm.
So I just find it interesting
that sounds like some
endless possibilities right there.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, they could have been calling up some of my friends if I'd been using the service legitimately. Calling up some of my friends to see if I was real, you know?
They're all like, yeah, who gave you this number?
I know. We're going to be on the bridge one day, and we're going to be talking, and then, like, some representative is going to come out of nowhere and be like, who the hell are you?
Why would that happen, Froyle?
I don't know. I'm just making things up.
I'm talking out of your
I'm just saying, you know. You know, somehow they're going to get a bridge number. Who knows?
Someone doesn't seem to think that this show is live, so at today's date is, if you're on the West Coast, January 22nd, 2008, 11:05 p.m. as of right now. So, yeah, it's live.
Yeah, Bring, dude. Bring. Fucking lead. You don't use bridge numbers because that would not be your house phone, okay? That's
exactly.
Weird.
Yeah.
Royal's, I don't know, what he's smoking some crack.
Well, I think
there,
he said because, like, maybe someone, you know, was, I don't know.
I was just saying, you never know. Maybe you know, they're going to call you somehow and find out what else you're calling, you know, on your own spare time. Whatever.
You know, I don't want to do some illegal talking here, but there's a lot of possibilities with that. A lot. So,
like if you're homeless, I mean, you might have a payphone that.
Hey, you know what? We'll let our listeners use their imagination.
Now,
exactly.
How does that work with
exactly.
like other things that give you like trials? It says one per household. Now, if you're on a payphone, is that a household? I mean, obviously it's not, but what if you're homeless? That's my household.
They just go by your fucking telephone number. That's it, per household.
I'm not
going to
say the name of any
number.
Of these services, but, I mean, if anyone's ever curious about these things that require a trial and they only allow one per house, you know, just think of it like that.
Yeah, but they don't know. I mean, come on. All they do is they call you back. All I know is that they're calling you and you're answering the phone. I mean, you know, all
well,
of
no, not even if you're calling. What if you're calling, you know, from that household telephone, you know? So, like, what if you have four lines in your house?
Right.
Legally,
exactly.
You use one line.
That
is leak.
In the terms of service, I guess that's the case.
This is one per household. It'd say one, you know.
Per household, not per line. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, every time I get my number changed or I use the different phone, I used to call 1-800-SNAPPLE when I was a kid, and I get, like, a whole bunch of coupons. Sent to my house.
That's illegal. You're going to prison.
Oh, no, it was just against the law.
You're going
That's
to prison
all.
Because there's one per household, not one per
I own Snapple, and, yeah.
I own Snapple.
You know
Snapple
what? Let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at
on,
that.
Hold on, Royal. Wait. Not to stray off this topic. What about the mailing address? Did you give them a different mailing address every time the phone number changed?
No, no, I gave them the same fucking mailing address. You would record it.
Does that still work? Does that still work?
No, I mean, that's old.
No, Snapple every day.
No, man, but when I was a kid, man, I called 1-800-SNAPPLE, and they'd send me a coupon a week later, and I get a free Snapple, a free coupon for a free Snapple. And every time my number was changed, fucking I call it back and fucking do it again. And then I'd send it to my friend's house. You know, if I was on there, hey, wanna, you know, hey, can I use your phone?
Dude,
can I call 1-800-SNAPPLE?
You're a fucking criminal.
I'm terrible, man. I'm so
unpopular.
This was when he was a minor, and it was also 7 years ago. Very very long time ago.
This was over. I was like 8 years old, dude. I mean,
they're not a criminal.
Yeah, he was like 10.
The statute of limitations are up, so.
We're like 10. He's like freaking. Then again, I don't know. This is the same guy that like freaks outside of me, like inside of a Macy's. So whatever.
Oh man, Macy's. Yeah. Well, let's get into a.
Yeah, why don't you explain your...
Well, hold on. Before you change topics, what's the deal with Grand Central right now? Did anyone set up one?
Oh, yeah. Did you want to do that right in a face, man? Are we ready for that?
I was just thinking about that.
Set up. It's good to go.
Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call a spoofing calling card, sponsored by Spoof Card, and I'm going to enter a PIN and
log
in.
Spoof Card!
The number is... Spoof Card's number that I have here is 888-SPOOF-50. That's 888-SPOOF-50. Figured out yourself what that's, you know, that numbers are for. That's actually it's right here on the card, actually, to make it easy. 888-776-6350. And I'm going to enter my PIN. I'm going to log into my Spoof Card account, and I'm going to set in the caller ID that I know that Grand Central number is being forwarded to, which is a fake number. That Grand Central number is forwarded to something fake. It's forwarded to disconnected number, and I'm going to call the Grand Central number. And I'm just going to, by spoofing the number that I know it's being forwarded to, it's just going to let me in the spoof, or not spoof card, the Grand Central account. And if you want to rephrase, that didn't make any sense, Royal, let you go ahead. Hold on.
Yeah, basically he's saying Grand Central right now, the main number on the Grand Central account is a disconnected number. We will be spoofing that disconnected number to the Grand Central number, which will drop us into the Grand Central's voicemail box because it thinks we're calling direct from that person's house or cell phone.
Welcome to Verizon, your broadband company.
And here's how I'm going to call a spoof card. Hold on.
Verizon operator, may I help you?
Hi, operator. This is Doug from DFAR Radio. Your voice is on the air. I'm special and having trouble dialing area code 888-776-6350.
What happens when you dial?
It doesn't go through. I have special needs class on my line, ma'am.
Okay, it doesn't show on my line here. One moment, please.
Operator?
Hello?
Operator?
Yes, may I help you?
Are you the phone company operator?
Yes, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Doug from Default Radio. Your voice is on the air. This is a special situation. I need to be calling area code 888-776-6350.
You're calling from where?
I'm special. I don't know why I'm having such a difficult time here.
A special?
Yes.
Like special needs?
There you go.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put the call through this time, but you're going to have to call the business office tomorrow so they could code you as special needs because you're not coming up as special needs.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Welcome. Please enter your PIN number. You have 5 minutes remaining. Your available minutes are low. To add minutes via a credit card, please press 1 now. Otherwise, press 2 to go to the main menu. To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, please enter the 10-digit phone number you wish to call, followed by the pound sign. Now, to use your normal voice, press 1. To record this call, press 1.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone and grant.
Okay, the DTMF screwed up on that for some reason. The operator fucked me over.
No, you know what? I'll throw away you another op that won't even... You don't even have to say you're special to this one, okay?
Okay. I have to say that she's on the radio, though.
Okay. No, but not a problem. She won't.
Okay. I already got a complaint about that, so...
Yeah, they... You gotta be careful.
We're sorry.
It's not an operator at all, Royal.
The operator will be delayed in assisting you.
Okay.
If your call is urgent, stay on the line, and an operator will answer as soon as possible.
We're this sorry. Is your save 5, Royal?
Calling. The operator will
be delayed. Why are we calling that? It worked.
If your call is urgent,
you don't have to say your special
on the line,
this one.
And an operator will answer as soon as possible.
Because the... Hi, this is Doug from Default Radio. Your voice is on the air. I need you to dial area code 888-776-6350, please.
You'll have to give your 843 number.
Welcome. Please enter your PIN number.
Are my touchstones going through?
No.
I don't think so.
They're not?
The PIN entered is invalid. Please enter.
Toned.
All right, hang up on it.
Was
somebody's phone
echo?
Is, like, altering the DTMF, because every time I enter it, I'm hearing it echo back to me.
You want me to...
Oh, sir, and that, too.
Yeah, because every time I press the button... Hold on. See, listen. It's, like, echoing or something.
Yeah, we got to get this done. Let me do
Wait,
it again.
It worked. Oh, my God. Do you just want me to call it directly, or is this, like, some sort of fear that I should not call direct?
Wow, we should have been a little more prepared before this, but trust us. I mean, we did it, you know, Doug did it at the beginning of the show. I mean, you know, you didn't hear him using the spoof card to do it.
Just
trust us, like, it works. I mean,
yeah,
I'll
it's the whole three-waying and hindering touchtones on here with everybody on here. The DTMF, the touchtones aren't passing through properly, even on my own line, so whatever. Yeah, use spoof card or something equivalent to spoof card, and you're
going
to
call. I'm just going to call my own goddamn spoof card right now, and you're going to see that since I'm calling from my own phone, it logs me right the fuck in. Watch. Listen.
You mean Grand Central.
Grand Central.
You have one new message from unknown.
There you go. I'm not going to play it, but yeah, see? Right in. Didn't have to fucking enter a password just because I was calling from my own line. My own cell phone, rather.
Yeah, what's with Verizon operator like, oh, you need to call Verizon to put special needs? Like, what?
Well, because you're saying, oh, I'm from default radio.
Yeah, but I used to say I'm like a special default, like, let me, as long as you say special, I mean, Lucky called it one time, he's like, yeah, I'm a special elite hacker, you're going to place this call for me, and then they place it, like, right out, as long as they hear that key word, they don't care what else you say.
You know what?
They do in California. Remember that time my line got flagged and, like...
Yeah, they gave
all
that
other super fairness.
I've had problems. I mean, I've had problems myself, you know.
They listen in and stuff. I don't like that. That's not cool.
Sometimes. That's why I wait a second before I start entering DTMF, you know.
I usually, like, click over and stuff.
See, what the hell? You know, all because 1010280 had to die on us. We have to use this bullshit all the fucking time.
Talk to human beings. Fuck this. Anyways.
Yeah. But,
That was bullshit. All right,
well...
That one.
Trust us, it's lead, and we can't show you, but it's so lead.
And it's now been over an hour of default, and I think it's the default time for me to hang up.
Give me shouts. Lucky.
Shouts? Well, yeah. Wait, are you guys still doing the show? Or?
Well, how many more topics do we have to talk about, Royal?
Well, I mean, I have a whole bunch here. I don't know what... You know what, I think we'll finish with... A special off-diverting trick that I want to show with the same, which is very similar to what we were talking about last episode.
All right, well, we'll do that. We'll talk about the movie real quick because it's coming out this week. So, and then we'll close the show. All right. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's go with the operator shit so we can move on to the last topic that is probably the only reason we even have, like, two listeners left. And, you know, they're like, oh, fear, fucking movie, default radio's in a movie, what?
Yeah, Default Radio, the movie, anyway. Actually, no, you know, it's not a bad audience. It's not as much as the first, but it's more than Default Chronicles, so that's what matters. And these are college students, so that's cool. So, Royal, go ahead.
Okay.
Mic is on you.
Great. All right, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you guys something. Now, let me talk about this first. Now, last episode, I went over how to get free directory assistance also on payphones. To get an actual Verizon Directory Assistance Center. Now, and also to be able to connect for free. Now, if you remember, I was using carrier access codes, you know, 101XXXX dial, you know, or 1010 numbers, whichever you prefer to call them, dial-arounds. Well, this is going to be a pretty cool thing to hear, because you can also use these to off-divert. Now, here's the catch. See, this is more useful for payphones, and the reason why is because if you use the following carrier access code at home, it's going to pass your own number. You don't want that. Like, usually the case is you want to be able to off-divert for your anonymity, for your privacy, so that your number does not go through. Your ANI gets, you know, becomes a fail. But the Verizon long-distance operators will pass your number. Now, the carrier access code is, again, 101-69630 or 101-54830. So 1016-9630, which is the spells 9X without the X, or 1015-4830, which spells GTE. The 483 is GTE, so former GTE, former 9X. You know, try one or the other, see which one works for you. And
usually the 1015 is on the West Coast. 1016 works in California as well, but more or less that's for the East Coast.
Yeah, more so on the East Coast. Now, again, now you might be wondering, well, what the fuck is the purpose of off-diverting if it's passing my number? I'm going to tell you why, because if you're on a payphone and you want to get around class of service, you want to be able to call a toll-free number that is restricted. They don't want, you know, payphone callers coming in because of the FCC-mandated payphone surcharges, you know. You, like, for example, you want to call TellMe? TellMe, you can't call TellMe direct. They don't want to pay. So, you know, you have to get, you find some way around it if you're on a payphone. Well, I'm going to play you a couple of recordings of how to do it. Now, I'm plugging in my Rockbox again. Now, this first recording.
Here.
Yep. Now, this first recording is me calling TellMe directly. Now, these are all on CoCots, okay? This is the CoCot recording of me calling TellMe direct.
Thank you.
Wolfier.
The toll-free number you have dialed is not accessible from a payphone. To reach this toll-free number, you must dial it from a non-payphone.
All right, so you want to dial it from a non-payphone. All right, so how am I going to call TellMe, right? Perfect example. Here's how you do it. This is how you do it. Now, I'm doing this from a CoCot because those are the hardest to work with. But listen to this very carefully. This is me dialing 1069630 and off-diverting to TellMe.
Here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not a problem.
Welcome to Verizon, your broadband company.
Verizon Long Distance, may I help you?
Yes, I'm
a
dispatcher.
I need assistance in dialing 800-555-8355, please.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Please let her know the call is recorded.
Main menu, business search, ringtones, stock quotes, news center, sports, entertainment, travel, and popular shortcuts. That's all the categories. Now, go ahead and say the one you want.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. And what's also of note here, Royal, about the whole op-diverting from payphones, I kind of broke that out, I think, in a 2600 issue or some other text file that I wrote. What's interesting about this is when an 800 number receives a class of service that it was from an operator, they actually get charged at a higher rate than had it came from a payphone.
You know, I've heard about that, and you know, maybe that's part of the reason why 1010-280 died. You never know. Maybe they just didn't want to pay up. I mean, shit, dude, AT&T assholes. I mean, come on, dude, they're fucking
getting
payphones and all kinds of crazy shit because they don't want to pay up.
Well, no, it's not the operator who has to pay. The toll-free number.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
Toll-free people have to pay. Just like when you call from a payphone, they have to pay at a higher rate to compensate the payphone owner because, you know, obviously the payphone owner makes money off of people using the payphone. So the FCC mandated that the owners of toll-free numbers would have to compensate payphone owners, you know, for letting them use that 800 number. Well, if somebody uses the operator to call your toll-free number, now remember, it's a toll-free, which means it's like a collect call, right? So since you use the operator, it's an operator-handled call, and the collect charge is even more because, you know, the 800 provider is paying for the operator assistance.
Exactly. Yeah. They weren't getting paid, and that's why it got shut down after so many people used it. That's my point of view.
All right.
At least part of the reason. But, you know, shit happens. And you actually used to be able to alt-enter it with Global Crossing, too. You could enter 10104440 and...
Or 10105690.
You know, there might be some other picks out there that I can't think of right now. But, yeah, Global Crossing used to be good about that. But now, like, when you try to access them with a carrier access code, you get an error. So you get intercepted. Now, you might be wondering, what the hell is this, huh? I just off-diverted it.
You might be wondering, what?
What? Was cracking? No, but cracking.
Yo, it's me. Okay.
No, but, like, whoa, so it passed the payphone's number. How did it go through, right? I mean, it's got the phone number. It must know I'm on a payphone. No, it has your number, but it doesn't have the right... It changed the line class. Now, for those who are familiar with II digits, it changed from a 70 for a code card and changed it to a 23, which is like an unidentified line, which is also the case with all off-diverted calls. So...
Yeah, basically, the operator handled it.
Now, there's one person who has his own ANAC with II digit information, you know, Flex Ante, on asterisk. So I went ahead and I also off-diverted using this trick to his ANAC to show you what pops up for the ANI II. So here we go.
Thank you.
The area UID is...
Welcome to Verizon, your broadband company.
Verizon Long Distance, may I help you?
Yes, what item special? Mm-hmm. I need assistance dialing 800-593-8583, please.
Sure, mm-hmm. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.
N-I-2.
Ow.
2-3-A-N-I... 7-8-1-3-2-8-7. Goodbye.
There you go. So if you can figure
out some of the numbers blocked out.
Yeah, I did it on purpose, but just for the hell of it, why not, right?
Yo, Royal. So,
yeah, try to find the number now, bitch.
For everyone that's listening to this, what is the ARU?
ARU is audio, what is it, audio ring unit, I think?
Response unit.
Audio response unit. Exactly. It's like, it's a synonymous term, it's synonymous to another one. Not Zenus, but I can't think of the word.
No.
Like an IVR, which IVR you reach.
Your cell phone's cutting out.
You are breaking up.
Well,
we used to have those
out.
Numbers for the NA2 integers.
No, hold on. You're going to have to repeat what you just said because your cell phone was cutting out.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We can hear you now.
All right. When we used to have those numbers for the NA2 integers, the first thing it would say is the ARU and then the DNS. And
right,
a lot of people didn't know what the ARU was. So I just wanted to fucking put that out there for
right.
all the listeners.
It was just telling you which IVR you reached, like which prompting you've reached, you know?
Yeah, all those ANACs have been shut down, and that's actually still one of the things that we've always tried to find, like, alternative.
Right.
Exactly, because the only II digit that reads off the II digits is that number that Royal called, which I don't know whether or not we can drop or not, but it has been mentioned on the forum.
I already dropped it when on that recording, so they already have it.
Okay, well, there you go. It's that number there in that recording.
It's just, I wanted to bring that up because a lot of people don't know what ARU is. You know, the majority of people know what the Venus is, but I just wanted to bring that up.
It's like the first thing that they give you. Nobody
ARU.
Knows what it is.
Right, like, what the fuck is ARU, you know? And I just wanted to bring that up because that was on that recording, you know?
Right.
But,
yeah, that's what it is. I just told you which one you reached. You know, just like the Venus, the dialed number identification service told you what line or trunk you came in on, you know. So if you called, like, 800-555-1140, you would get a different Venus than 800-555-1180.
Because right, because they're two different Venus.
Exactly.
Two different DIDs.
That's right. So.
And that's basically what the Venus told you, is which DID you came in on.
Exactly. The IDs are trunk, so there you go.
All the listeners out there, dropping some science. Thank you, Royal.
The penis is
3 inches.
Now, speaking of science and leetness, let's get into this movie coming out on Friday.
Well, that's definitely leetness, and I guess science, but, this movie that I know nothing about until Natas told me about it on AIM, and then I saw, like, one commercial about it. Only because I flipped on the TV and I saw a little ad for it. But, Default Radio, the movie. Royal.
sorry.
Who knows the most about this movie? Because I don't. Lucky, Royal.
I know about it. I knew about it before Natas messaged me with it, but I didn't know about the little
spoiler. Well, Natas made a post. Natas actually made a post about it, and that's how I found out. Because the movie is, it's untraceable. Which I think is an awesome name. I mean,
wait, the movie's untraceable, or
the name of the movie is untraceable.
The movie itself, the record is untraceable. I've already tried to own it, but I can't. Not like the owner of that one movie. All right, you know what? I have to get into that rant. off topic again. There was another movie that was related to telephony called Freaker. The name of the movie was called Freaker. It was an independent film, and I don't remember the director's name. They had a website, but that website's gone. He didn't pay for the Whois for some reason. And it was an independent film about freaking. Now, the name of the movie is just called Freaker. Do some research, see if you can find that. I don't know where you can get a copy of it, but basically, this guy in his Whois, the director, had his stuff listed in his Whois. Now, he makes a movie about freaking, and he had all his docs on there. Okay, no big deal. But not only did he have his docs, someone that we knew decided to leave a message on the answering machine, and instead of hanging up, decided to hit 1-1 or 1-2-3, whatever it was for that kind of answering machine. All we know is that the answering machine was on default, and the guy gave us a free movie. He offered to give us a free movie. That's what. The long story short, he kind of got pissed, and then the guy that owned him was like, "Well, dude, if you're making a movie about freaking and you're gonna make this public, why don't not keep your shit on default?" And the guy was like,
"Wasn't
have a
this
good
on a different default radio show? Wasn't this on a different default radio show? I'm pretty sure
I don't
sure
know if we ever
was.
Talked about it. We might have talked about it on Default
Maybe
Daily.
Not.
No, actually, no, we didn't, because this was
not.
Way after Default Daily.
Okay.
I don't even know, but we I don't know.
So anyways, can we get back to the movie?
Well, no, the whole thing is that he was going to give us the movie, but we were afraid to give us, a mailing address because we thought maybe he was going to own us, so we never got that movie. So if anyone has ever watched Freaker the movie, email default at defaultradio.net because I want to know if it's good or not.
Should have had Lucky pick it up in a snail mail address, the P.O. box or the general delivery or some shit.
That's what we should have done. I would like to actually do a little review on that movie. It looked kind of silly, though, by the preview. There was, a QuickTime trailer for it that he had on his website. All I know is that there was...
Yeah, we never actually seen the actual movie.
Yeah, who knows? Might be kick-ass. I don't know. All I know is just the feds look kind of weird in that movie, so... But yeah,
all right,
this
so,
movie,
so
untraceable.
Back to feds and actual movies.
Untraceable.
Actual movies.
Untraceable, the movie. And, Natas made a post about it. That's how I found out about it. And, he pretty much said that spoof card is used in the movie to make untraceable calls.
Now, does he mean, spoofing calling cards or, the actual spoof card?
The spoof card service.
Yes.
The one that you called a little earlier.
And the pimpspoofcard.com, even more, if you guys want to see something leet, did you have to purchase the tickets, Royal?
You have to use Fandango. So if your theater has the Fandango machines... Be sure to pick
or 800 Fandango or 800-555-TEL movies.
And say movies, right?
Wait.
No,
you
no,
can't
no, no,
buy
no, no,
a
no.
movie ticket.
You can buy movie tickets in advance ticketing at certain theaters like AMC, for example. And you can do it on Tell Me or 800.
No, Fandango. I'm saying you can only use Fandango.
If you want to see the leetness. That you have
that will be printed on your ticket at the Fandango machine.
Something special will happen if you order.
Okay, so you, anyone can watch the movie, but there's something special to print on the ticket, which can only be done if you use Fandango.
Something in general. No, you know.
What is it, like a free pin for spoof card?
Who the hell knows? Fucking Dennis didn't tell us. Fucking, you know, maybe you see some, I don't know, maybe you see a cool video. Maybe you get a free ticket. Maybe you get a spoof card pin. Maybe you get a blowjob right there in the movie theater. Who the fuck knows what you get?
You present it to, like, the lady behind the building. Here you go. Here's my Fandango ticket, baby.
No, that's right.
And then when she's right, thanks for using 1-800-FANDANGO.
Speak to the mic, baby.
All right. Now, Natus was rather clear in saying that it was only the Fandango machine at the theater. So, like, not Fandango.
Right. Because in California, you can use Fandango, but if you go up to the window and tell them you ordered on Fandango,
they're going to print
it. Not
going
to be on that ticket. You have to use the machine.
Okay, so don't use the Fandango phone service. Use the actual machine.
Right.
You get the leetness, whatever this is. We'll tell you what it is in 2 weeks when we come back. That's for sure.
Well, you can use the phone. You can use the phone service as long as you use the machine and you don't go to the window.
You can order on the machine, but you have to go. Or I mean, you can order on the phone, but when you pick up the ticket, don't talk to a human being because human beings suck. Go to the machine and pick it up, and then you'll get the leetness.
Right, and you might want to go to your. You might want to go to your movie theater and make sure they have a machine. I wouldn't even bother ordering. Over the phone. I just go directly to the machine itself, swipe your credit card.
And for those for
apparently
the people,
Carmike Cinemas apparently does not have Fandango's, according to J-Man A6 or A9. So there's some theaters that definitely don't.
For the people who are concerned about the privacy of the paranoid people like myself, you know, obviously, seriously, you know, do what I always do. Get a fucking prepaid credit card at your store and fucking use that to buy it if you have to, you know, for a bit.
Yeah,
because this guy
Fandango,
untraceable.
I think Fandango machines accept cash. If
oh,
I
really?
Remember correctly, I don't remember.
I don't know about that one. I don't remember.
I'm not sure. Anyway, just get a prepaid card that's untraceable and then use it to order the movie untraceable and then you'll get something else that's untraceable on the ticket.
Yeah, what do you think this leetness thing that's printed on the ticket is? Like, what the hell would it be?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
It's got to be a pin.
I guess we'll find out.
Paris Hilton's cell phone number right there on the ticket. And it makes it look like a serial number where no one will ever notice.
Yeah, it's going to be in code.
It'll be on the barcode.
It'll be on the barcode, and they'll be like, wait, this barcode begins with, like, a 310 number or something. And they'll be like, what the hell? Somebody's cell phone. Call it up. Hello?
All right, well, I think that's it. Anyone got any shouts? Anything else to clear
this
up?
This isn't your show anymore. You quit, remember? You were like, I'm retiring, so you don't get to say that. So I think this is the show. Does anybody have any shouts?
Excuse me, sir. You're just the engineer, okay?
We'll see about that. Who was the one?
Decoder backed out, so now my show, Fear.
If you're not going to be here for like 6 months, probably, this is the next time you're going to be a guest on Default Radio, the new class.
Okay.
The next generation.
Don't listen to Doug. He's just our engineer. I will.
What was it when I said I was
later.
Bringing back Default Radio? You're like, eh, Fear. Like your exact words, and then you start talking about no tag.
Hey, better than Ron Paul, okay?
Oh God.
Yeah, it's either no tag or Ron Paul when it comes to Lucky. Lucky doesn't do anything phones related. Nothing phone.
No, you know what?
Phones are for noobs, dude.
I got some shouts. I'm gonna hop off if I can get my shouts.
All right, can you talk a little bit louder because you're a little bit low, and you can go ahead and get some shouts.
Yeah, here we go. I want to give a shout to J-Man A9. I want to give a shout out to fucking Natus. I want to give a shout out to War. Shout out to War. I want to give a shout out to all the boys on Default Radio who are doing this, who fucking let me be a guest on this fucking episode 42. And I want to give a shout out to my boy Icon, my heart. And other than that,
you really
I'm
sleeping
outie.
Right now, by the way?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. But, other than that, fucking, I want to give a shout-out to my fucking daughters, all right? So that there it is, put it out, bow, my girls, my hearts. And everyone in the fucking freaking scene in fucking 2008, it's a fucking new time, it's a new fucking era, and if you're down with it, you get a shout from me. So, and Royal, fucking, yo, Royal, Royal, you're fucking, you're the man, alright? And other than that, I'm outie. So, those are my shouts. Peace.
Alright, let's see, who's in there? Face Man, you got any shouts?
Yeah, yeah, I want to give a shout out to...
Oh, dude, you are much louder now. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, great. Okay, I want to give a shout out to the largest state under Canada, minus Lucky.
Oh, fuck you!
Amen to that. And on that note, everything is... No, I'm just kidding.
I want to give a shout-out to Zal91 or Zeph or whatever he's going by these days, Drake Anubis, and Enigma. So, that's my shout.
Royal.
And Royal, you got any shouts?
All right, let's
shut
see.
Up, Lucky.
Let's see what I can think of right now at the top of my head. All right, shouts to Boston 2600 again. New meetings are, again, in MIT Student Center in Cambridge. Shouts to Elf, you know, from formerly from 9X, the group. Shouts to RPM, definitely. Great to have you on the show. I haven't heard from you in a while. Shouts to you, Lucky, for, you know, getting on the show at the last minute.
My battery is low, so, like, hurry up with your shout so I can get mine before it dies.
Sounds cool. Shouts to Walgreens for the phone and for being listed. And shouts to everyone I know that's cool. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lucky.
All right, I'd like to give a shout-out to Decoder, because he's a noob, and, you know, he doesn't hang around anymore, but, you know, he's cool, so whatever. Shout-out to Accident. Let's see. Give a shout-out to those Verizon operators that think Doug is special. And,
I don't think he's special.
Or don't think he's special, whichever one it may be. Shout-out to Doug, because he's elite, and he's got Default Radio going again, so, you know, rock on, brother. And you know what? Shout out to our listeners, man, because they're what keeps this show going, man. For real.
Hey, can I say one thing before?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say one thing? We all forgot to give a shout to Evil Gray Area.
That's an inside joke. Nobody's gonna get that. All right. Don't forget cursed, Lucky.
Say what?
Don't forget cursed.
Oh yeah, yeah. Shout out to my boy Cursed. He's pretty cool too. And Afnex, by the way, dude. Big shout out to him.
I thought you two were getting along or some bullshit.
No.
Oh, wait, yeah, because of that other fearness. Okay, that's right. All right. Afnex is definitely cool, dude. I haven't seen him in a while ever since he moved. I see him very rarely at LA 2600 meetings out here in Los Angeles at the Felipe's or Felipe's, whatever the hell it's called. So, shout to Lucky's best friend, Screw.
Shout to my boy Robert Justin Pate, who owned my Wikipedia, and then I pulled all his docs, including his entire family tree. So a shout out to his entire family, like his dad Royden Pate, and you know, his entire family gets a shout out from me.
If someone,
you know, I have no skills, but I just pulled all his docs.
Yeah,
if no
somebody
skills,
was messing
thanks.
With Lucky 225's Wikipedia, and they were trying to make like him and Accident look gay on Doug TV. I don't know. It's stupid.
I thought Lucky was gay.
No, nobody's gay except me. so basically,
basically he thought it'd be funny to deface my Wikipedia, and then his IP address showed that he was at University of California in Santa Cruz, and I already had his first and last name, and then his entire family tree got owned.
Yeah,
so,
well, you shouldn't have dropped his docs because you're just looking just as lame as him, but. Yeah, the point is, he's just some guy, Accident's pissed, I think Accident's going to go kick his ass, so we'll see what happens with that, but, so, Lucky, is that all your shouts?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, my shouts go to everybody that all these people just mentioned, and of course, all the people that are here, right here, Faceman,
such a
Royal,
cop out.
Lucky, our guests here as well.
I got one more to Thought Freaker, if I didn't already say him, man. Word.
I got shout.
Oh yeah, dude! Shout to Thought Freaker for real.
Shout to for being a good sport. Let's put it that way. Shout to White Sword because let me tell you something. White Sword has one hell of an audience. I never realized it until a couple months ago. That guy has got a lot of publicity. Somebody made a video of Whitesword on YouTube, and I don't know how what you should type in, but there's a video that someone put together of Whitesword that I think people should check out. It's kind of funny. So that's all available on YouTube. But yeah, shouts to Whitesword, Gray Area, and the Ron Paul campaign on Second Life.
Yeah, and a shout to Ron Paul too, dude. That nigga's keeping it real. And donate ronpaul2008.com.
ronpaul2008.com, and of course, always check out defaultradio.net, and email us to default@defaultradio.net, or for your old schoolers, email us at 1111@defaultradio.net. And that's the show. This is Default Radio episode 42. Today's date has been January, 22nd? Yeah, well, it's now Wednesday, because it's over the AM. So, any final words, or is that it?
And as always, everything
Audi
is always on default.
Nah, we're not going to do that. What was the one you used? Come on.
Default is everything, and everything is on default.
Default is everything, and everything is on default.
That's a good one, I have to say. All right, that's the show. See you guys in 2 weeks. Later.
Peace.